Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Rob Parker and Andy Furman. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob Parker and Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. And don't forget, in about 30-35 minutes, you'll be able to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. Yes. You'll have about 30 or 40 seconds. We'll let you go. We're not going to interrupt you. We're not going to comment. You just have your chance to go. So, Andy, it's great that you're here on a Trash Talking Tuesday. And nobody, I can't believe anybody will trash you because you're a radio legend, icon.
You're when a Hall of Famer. Come on.
When I came to Cincinnati back in 1991, and I was there for a couple years, Andy was so good to me. And I only worked there for 2 years, Andy. But I made a mark in that town.
You certainly did. People still talk about you in a good way, in a good way. And I guess you heard the sad news about last week when Tom Browning passed.
Absolutely. Very, very sad. Tom Browning, who was
Perfect.
Yeah, pitched a perfect game for the Reds. Left-handed pitcher was always known for taking in a day game at Wrigley up outside the stadium on the building looking over.
In his uniform.
Right. And you know what the fine was back then? And what was that?
$500.
$500. Can you imagine what it would be now? It was $500.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
You know, unbelievable.
You know,
that was
funny.
Great moment.
He lived right near me in Northern Kentucky, and I got to know him probably better after he retired than when he was a player, but I did talk to him, but he said something to me, and he wrote a book, you know, Tales from the Dugout by Tom Browning, and I got a copy of the book when he wrote it, and I looked in there, and there was a bit of a chapter on me, not that I'm such a big person, but he respected the fact that I would go behind the microphone after Reds ball games, and I'm not going to say trash players. But
you would blast them. You would blast them.
I was blasting them. Okay, I was critical. But I would show up in the clubhouse the following day, and he respected that, and he wrote that in his book. And there was an ulterior motive why I did that. Because if you go down there, you know as well as I do, it's not one-on-one. It's 24 against one guy. They all circle you like Custer's Last Stand, and they just start pointing fingers, and you got to take it. And I did take it almost on a daily basis, but I figured it would be good because that also might create more PR work for me. You know what I mean? More, no. If someone would hit me, you know, maybe like a Rob Dibble would throw a punch or something like that. So
no doubt.
I did it for various reasons.
But that's a good lesson for young broadcasters out there. It's easy to have an opinion and throw stones from your temple or your palace, but you need to go down there and face these guys if you have something
to
say. As long as you don't make it, Andy, personal. Personal attacks. They respect you. They know when they haven't played well. And if you can make a case and say what they've done or haven't done, I don't think that deep down they know. I've had so many players come to me after their careers are over and said the same thing, Andy, that, you know, they have respect for me. Like, I couldn't see it when I was playing and I had the uniform on. But now that I'm retired, I get it. You know what I mean? You were just doing your job, and there we are. So speaking of baseball, and it's a good segue here, let's talk about this whole Carlos Correa situation, which is going on. First, he was supposed to sign a 12 or 13 year, $350 million deal with the San Francisco Giants. They need a marquee player. Carlos Correa went to the Twins for 1 year, played pretty well. He goes to get this deal with the Giants, but the day of the press conference, they cancel it and say that they got issues with his physical. The Mets owner is in Maui, Steve Cohen, and he's a billionaire, and he gets on the phone. He gets an alert that the deal is off, that something happened in San Francisco. Him and Scott Boras, the agent for Carlos Correa, get together. They come up with a deal, right, for 11 years and $315 million. Only problem is they got an issue with the physical as well. And so now you got two teams that kind of balked at it. It's supposedly a lower right leg, Andy. Something that happened when he was in high school or like that long ago.
8 years ago in the minor leagues over an ankle injury. It was a minor league deal 8 years ago. And, you know, he hasn't missed any time due to his right leg. But there was some cause for concern during a game this past season. I got to believe that the Mets are concerned and baseball's concerned. It's big money. You know, 12 years, $310 million.
Even with insurance. And of course, you know, you got to get insurance. And I'm sure when they look at the physicals, too, you know, that insurance policy is going to be sky high, the premiums, right? Because they look at it and say, hey, there's a chance this guy, something could happen. But, Andy, this is what I'm going to say. And I know Mets fans will be bummed out or pissed. But if I'm the Mets, I run the other way. Forrest Gump, run, Steve Cohen, run. I would run the other way. Because for this to happen, I've never seen this, Andy, for a player to go to two teams, both look at the physicals and say, we just can't go through with it. I'm afraid. I would be afraid if it's that bad that the Mets couldn't honestly feel good. You remember Kumar Rocker, the pitcher. What's his name? Kumar Rocker, who they drafted from Vanderbilt. And they had the same issue. Andy, he had something wrong with his shoulder. And Kumar Rocker. And they didn't sign him. Remember that? And he went back into the draft.
That's right, yeah. You can't do it. It's damaged goods. You just can't do it.
You got to be careful on these. Where are you on this? What should the Mets do? What do you think?
Here's the deal. The Mets will sign him, and I'll tell you why they'll sign him. Because Steve Cohen has an ego as big as his wallet. And in New York City, for those that are the uninformed, because you work there with the New York Daily News, I was born and bred there, it's all about owning the tabloids. It's all about owning the back page of the tabloids and also attacking the Yankees. Steve Cohen would rather beat the Yankees than beat anybody else. That's what he wants to do. He wants to own New York. And I think to sign this guy will help him on his way. Will a guy play? I don't think so. Back on September the 20th this past year against the Royals, Carrera came up hobbling. He tried to slide to second base. He attempted a steal. The tag was applied, they say. He appeared to be in agonizing pain immediately upon contact with the Royals second baseman Michael Massey's shin. And that was the end of that. He said, he just hit my plate. That's what Carrera said. This was in The Athletic. And there was surgery back in 2014. It would be like, and it's a poor comparison, but it would be like going to a car dealership and the guy could sell you a car with a bad transmission. You're not going to buy it, right?
No. I mean, you're not. And I think that even Steve Cohen realizes that you can't, like, follow through if there's issues. You know that. Like,
right.
Because this would have been done already. Now, the New York Post and John Heyman is saying that they're going to kind of rework the deal or something, and that he believes that the deal's going to get done. But I don't know. The only way I think I would do this, Andy, is a one-year deal, and if he plays a certain amount of games without any incident or injury, right. Then it kicks in. Do you know what I mean? The last 10 right. years or something. I would need to have him play a certain amount of games without injury, not having any issue with that before it kicks in. But I don't know if he would sign that. And then supposedly there are other teams who have inquired about him, but of course not at a 10, 11-year kind of deal. So I just wouldn't do it. It's just too many red flags for me.
Well, I think Steve Cohen thinks he's getting the deal because the Giants did get their cold feet. 13 years, initially $350 million. Then the Mets came in after they said, forget it, we don't want you. The Mets came in for 1 year less, 12 years, and $670,000 less than salary average. So I think Steve Cohen obviously looking for the discount. Again, here's a guy who doesn't know the sport. I mean, he's a fan, which is great because a fan, it can relate to fans and he wants to win. And he sees a guy who's a name player, but he doesn't understand the issues behind that. And he needs to be told by some medical staff, some doctor, some surgeon to say, look, you're throwing your money away. The guy's not going to play. He's not 100%. But I just think his ego is too big, and he just wants to beat the Yankees. He wants to get that back page splash. You know about that with the Daily News and the Post. They compete for that back page headline every day. That's what it's all about in New York City.
No doubt. What if you were a fan, if you were a Mets fan, I know you, and
Jason Smith, he's the one.
Jason Smith, the biggest Mets fan. But what?
Right.
Would you be bummed out, or would you understand? Like the Giants fans, they killed their, you know, before knowing, you know, what happened because it looked like cold feet. Okay, that's what it appeared to be, cold feet. So right. Giants fans, they killed their GM and their ownership. They were so mad because they made a run at Aaron Judge, who's from the Bay Area. They lost him. They didn't get him.
Right.
Then they went and they signed, you know, the Correa deal they had, and then that thing fell apart. So they were left with nothing. You know, like they're looking going, the Giants are like the fifth richest team in baseball, and they came away with no big stars. They signed some other complimentary players, but no big names. So all the fan base was mad. Now they've tempered it, of course, because of where the Mets are. But if you're a Mets fan, can you just own up to it and accept it that this doesn't make sense, even though it would be great to have Lindor playing shortstop and Correa playing third? I mean, are you kidding me?
Tremendous.
For the next 10 years?
But you know what? You got to go back and look at the stats because he's played an average of 142 games the last 2 years, a combined 48 home runs, 156 ribbies. I got that injury factor, but I think that in baseball, you could probably get away with it. I mean, it's not like soccer where you're running 5 miles a day or the NBA where you're running up and down the court for 3, 4, 5 miles every night. I think you could get away with it in baseball.
Yeah, I've never seen this because for a guy, you know, if you said, well, he can't play next year or whatever, you would balk, but I can't see what they see is going to stop him from playing next season. Do you know what I mean? Like it that's what scares me is that he's able to play, but they see something that they think will be a problem long term. So what do you do? Do you run from the deal? Do you stick it? Do you roll the dice and just get double insurance? You know what I mean? Like if he can't play, the insurance company's going to pay for it. You know that, Randy. So if you're the Mets, is it worth? And that's what we want to hear from you, 877 99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Would you run from the deal, run from Correa, or would you sign him and just hope for the best, and then if things don't work out, you got the insurance to pay for that contract? Where are you? What should the New York Mets do at this juncture? It is the Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Andy Furman and Rob Parker. Andy Furman filling in for Chris Broussard. Right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay America.
Let's talk about Tire Rack for a second. TireRack.com. You know they love tires. And since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. Their team of experts have knowledge and passion to assist every driver, and they're just a phone call or a click away. The website is packed with information, advice, and tools that make buying the right tires a snap, like the Tire Decision Guide. Answer a few questions, and you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the high-performance Kumho Extra Tire, the all-season Krungen lineup, and the off-road capable Kumho Road Venture Light Truck Tire. Ratings, reviews, test results, and a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers, free road hazard protection, and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as one day. In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or office. Tire installation on your terms. What a game changer, I'm telling you. Go to TireRack.com/sports and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with,
hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Rob Parker, Andy Furman, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And coming up in about 9 minutes, we got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss. But first, we want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. And we're talking about the Carlos Correa deal with the Mets. I say the Mets should run the other way, run like Forrest Gump. And unless they can rework it where there's just a one-year guarantee and then it kicks in if he stays healthy, if they're really that concerned. Andy thinks that you agree with me, don't you, Andy, that they shouldn't make deal?
I agree with you, and I wouldn't sign him, but I think that you got a guy with a tremendous ego who wants to win and just wants names and wants to own New York City, and Steve Cohen, I think they will sign him. I think they'll readjust that contract maybe for less years or with incentives to see if he can play. But you look at the numbers, what he put up, he has an average, what, of 142 games the last 2 years, 48 homers, 156 ribbies. I mean, here's a guy who put up the numbers, and regardless of his injury, his ankle, whatever it may be, he's played. He's put on the uniform and played.
No doubt. 877-99 on Fox. Let's go to some calls, Andy.
Here we go. Marshall in Minnesota, you're on the Odd Couple. What do you got?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I was just calling mostly because the biggest problem I have, and I'll start off by saying I don't think they should sign him. Because my biggest reason is, I'm actually not a huge fan of these long deal contracts. I understand that they're the thing of the world now, but the problem is these teams are locking themselves down for these super long contracts. And if you're going into it going, oh, this guy's already got leg problems, it's like there's just no way he can make this to the back end of the contract.
Marshall, let me say this. Don't go anywhere. Hold on.
Yeah.
The reason they sign these is that they have a fixed cost. As you go forward, the money only goes up. The money doesn't go down. So that's why I understand what you're saying. And you got to remember in baseball, you get these guys dirt cheap for their first 6 years.
True that.
So it's a compensation. I know people look at it and go, it's ridiculous. But for 6 years, Aaron Judge made no money for the Yankees. Go look and see what he made. He made nothing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I agree with you. I'm not sure how you guys do. You're the bigger baseball guy than me, but I always feel that's wrong. I would much rather these guys, you know, who are playing in the minor leagues and they're, you know, you hear all the horror stories how they're eating hot dogs and stuff like that every day. But I get what you're saying. It is compensation, and again, it's good for the players. I mean, take your money, right? I mean, like, shame on them.
Right, but Marshall, so you're with me and Andy, not, like you.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Oh no, yeah.
Rob made a great point. Marshall, Rob made a great point. He said, like, give him a contract with paying X amount of games with an incentive if he should play more. That's not a big, you know, put the worm on the hook. That's what you got to do.
I think so. 877-99 on Fox.
Here we go. Mitch in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple. What do you got?
How you guys doing? Happy and healthy New Year to you all.
Happy holidays, Mitch.
Back
how are you,
you,
buddy?
Yeah, my Christmas good. Thank you. Before I get to Carrera, I think this guy should be in the Hall of Fame, Dwight Evans. And I was looking, I saw his baseball card in 1987. He's spitting image. He could be standing for Tom Selleck. Look up when you get a
with
check.
That mustache. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Mets got to be smart. This is a blessing for 2 years, but I'd be hoping that the Mets get out of it. My Dodgers come in, give them a 2 year contract, try, forgive and forget, as they say, right? Let bygones be bygones.
Yeah, but everybody, Mitch, in L.A., you know, I live in L.A., they don't want them. The Dodger fans, I mean, you're different. But most Dodger fans, Andy, they don't want any part of Carlos Correa because he was involved in that. And remember,
he was snapping back at some Dodger players, you know, when they were that World Series that they lost in 2017.
No, you're right. I mean, he hurt himself. There's no doubt about that. He's got the numbers, but, you know, he'll get a job somewhere because somebody will pay that money and take him. But obviously, the money they're offering him, only several clubs out there on one hand will probably pay it, right? Giants, Dodgers, Red Sox, Yankees, Mets. Who else?
Probably that's it. Probably that's it. 877-99 on Fox.
To Oregon we go, Mark. In Oregon, you're on the Odd Couple. What do you got, Mark?
Hey, I want to wish you all happy holidays and a happy new year.
You too, Mark. You too. Thank you, man, for the support of the show, my man.
Oh, absolutely. I'm disabled right now. I'm waiting on knee replacement surgery, so I listen to you guys all the time.
All right, well, prayers, man, that comes through and everything works out, my man. We're pulling for you.
I do appreciate that. God bless you for that, man. Hey, about Correa and the Dodgers, you know, the Dodgers signed Mookie Betts, who was probably going to become a Dodger anyway, but now he played on the Boston Red Sox, who were also found to be cheating. So there is a little bit of hypocrisy there when it comes to this Correa feller. So I just hope he doesn't have to be using all kinds of drugs and God knows what, painkillers and steroids to be able to keep playing. But, you know, for that kind of money, those guys will do it. I just hope he does it legally and above board and doesn't get himself into any trouble.
Yeah. Appreciate the call. Yeah,
that's a good
so
call.
Far, that's not go. The issue. So, we don't want to even talk about put that in the atmosphere, right, Andy? That's not anything that they're talking about. Exactly.
Okay, let's squeeze in one more. You want to do
one more? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, Nolan in Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple. What do you got, Nolan?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good. Happy holidays.
So, Rob, I tend to agree with you about the money thing, but I think we're kind of used to, like, 20 years ago when league minimum was, like, $150,000.
Oh, yeah,
it's
those days are
long. $700,000 now in the MLB, $700,000. You know what average minimum average salary is for an MLB player? $4.41 million.
But you
so
know
it's
what?
It's a little bit different than what we were used to, you know, 10 years ago.
There's no doubt about it, but you know what? The TV money is so huge. People have no idea, like, what television has done. That's why all these players are making all this money, and Dak Prescott, what was it,
and they're the show.
Year?
They deserve part of the pie.
No doubt about it. I'm just saying, but I don't think, Andy, people really realize how much money. I believe the Yankees get from the YES Network something like $400 million a year. So think about this, Andy. If your payroll's 200, you made 200 million before you sold the ticket, before you sold the parking spot, before you sold a $10 hot dog.
Counting national television or local
radio. Yes, and local radio is like 10 million a year.
Right.
It's a lot of money.
Right. And I try to throw this in there, and I don't want to hurt anybody by saying this. When the WNBA players were yelling and screaming they wanted the same amount of money as NBA players, ain't going to happen because you don't generate that kind of money on TV. It's not a question of your skill set. It's a question of TV. That's where it's at.
That's where all the money is, no doubt about it. All right, but coming up next, Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss. But first, Monty Bolaños with a update and what's going on. Monty, I told you the Lakers were going to win.
Yes,
they win?
Did. They did win. But right now, the 76ers have cut their deficit against the Wizards, and the Wizards will not ease up. Like, the Wizards are still on top, 111 to 108, but the Sixers have been down most of this game. Joel Embiid has 45 points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals, 20 seconds to go, and the 76ers, who are on an 8-game winning streak, are down by 3 points. I just can't believe the Wizards have held on. Kristaps Porzingis, 23 points, 9 rebounds. They've been crawling back, and they're back in the game, but the Wizards are like, no, not yet. The Lakers snapped their 4-game losing streak. Yeah, they beat the Magic, who were hot, winning 8 out of their last 9 games. Russell Westbrook off the bench with a triple-double with extra cheese, man. 15 points, 13 rebounds, 13 assists. His third triple-double off the bench this season. season for the Lakers. LeBron James, 28 points. He did go 0-for-7 from the three-point line. Maybe stop taking three-point shots, LeBron, at this point. But he did have 28 points and 7 rebounds. I mean, if I've missed 4, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. But he went 0-for-7.
They always think that you're going to get catch fire, so they just keep putting them up.
Right. And he did shoot from the field 50%. So it was overall, he did fine, but he did go 0-for-7 from the three-point line. The Grizzlies and the Suns are at halftime, and the Suns are up 65-49, while the Thunder are beating the Spurs 79-69 halfway through the third quarter. The Mavericks and the Knicks going at it. This one's exciting, too. The Knicks are up 58-55 with 1 minute to go in the first half. The Celtics look like they're going to pull away a win with the Rockets. 113-97 is the score, 4.5 minutes to go in the game. And the Pacers have been beating the Hawks the whole game as well. 107-99 is the score halfway through the third quarter. 76ers, Wizards, that game is still going, but the Wizards have scored 2 more free throws, so now they're up by 5, 20 seconds to go in the game. We've got a couple of bowl games going on in college football right now. Coastal Carolina and East Carolina going at it for the Birmingham Bowl, and East Carolina is up 31-21 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Earlier today at the Camellia Bowl, Buffalo outscored Georgia Southern 23-21. Back to you guys. It's been fun. Let's do it again sometime.
No doubt. Thanks, Monty.
Of course.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And now it is time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to catch me riding.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
And Martin, before you get started, I'm going to tell everybody, if you want to get in for Trash Talking Tuesday, this is your time to call 877-99 on Fox. Also say hello, Martin, to Andy Furman, the radio icon and legend from Cincinnati.
Hello. Well familiar with my man, Andy Furman. Hello and welcome
in. How you doing? And you know, Rob Parker's a Hall of Famer. You know that he's a Hall of Famer.
Look, I'm just glad that, Martin Van Buren High School put him in the Hall of Fame, so now he's in one separate besides the Rob Parker Hall of Fame.
Wow.
But, Andy, this is your first time playing Trolling or Rolling, so let me break it down for you real quick. If you like the story that I read, you hit a roll sound.
Right.
The roll sound.
There we go.
There we go. That's it. And if you don't like the story that I read, you're in the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
As the NFL season winds down, Sean Payton's name has been thrown in all types of coaching rumors. Well, sit tight for this one. Pro Football Talk is posing the question. Could Sean Payton return to New Orleans with Tom Brady as his quarterback? Now, Brady is a free agent at the end of this season. Rob, trolling or rolling, Sean Payton leaving retirement to coach Tom Brady?
In New Orleans or just in general?
In New Orleans.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man.
I don't see... Like Brady going back to New England, I don't see Sean Payton going back to New Orleans. It's going to be a fresh start. It could be San Diego if they flame out in the playoff. I mean, the Chargers if they flame out, or some other team, or maybe Denver or something. I just don't see that, Andy.
I'm rolling. I love this. I hope it happens. I can't wait. This is something new. I'd love to see this happen. I mean, I think that Tom Brady would welcome this. I really do. First of all, you're playing in a dome. You don't have to worry about weather factor, right? You're in a dome, and you got a guy who basically is a Hall of Fame quarterback, can relate to the guy. I mean, that's what you got. Bowles, he's a defensive guy in Tampa. Come on. I love this. I'm rolling big time, Martin.
Speaking of those Los Angeles Chargers, Rob, Charger safety Jerwin Dames was ejected after hitting Colts receiver Ashton Doolin right in the head. Now, Chargers coach Brendan Staley said he thought that James should not have been ejected for the hit, but Colts interim joke of a head coach Jeff Saturday said he disagreed and the ejection was warranted. Now, both James and Doolin are in concussion protocol. Rob, trolling or rolling, should James have been ejected for this hit?
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
It was a vicious hit, and, you know, the NFL is trying with CTE and all the other issues they have to do whatever they can to keep these guys safe. They just got too many issues. And I'm for safety. I just thought that was a vicious hit, and it was too high. It was at his head.
You know what? I'm rolling big time. Not only that, I'm rolling so much, I'd like to see him suspended for another game. How's that? That's where I'm rolling.
And it was vicious, wasn't it?
It was terrible. Terrible. And the worst thing is, and people don't talk about this, you got kids watching. Now, when I say the kids, say the high school and college players, and then they say, well, if he's doing it, I'm going to do it too. You know what? And they do get away with it. I'm surprised he didn't get a concussion from giving the hit.
Right.
Trolling and rolling out a couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, the Broncos are in the post-mortem of Nathaniel Hackett's firing. They had a press conference today in which ownership promised Broncos country they'd change the direction of the ride. However, one interesting note, owner and CEO Greg Penner said whoever the new head coach is will be reporting to him, not general manager George Payton. Rob, trolling or rolling, the new coach, whoever he is, reported to the owner, not the GM.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
First of all, when they brought the team, the GM and everybody was already in place. And you're going to, when you buy something, you're going to put your own people in place. So that GM won't be there, and they'll make John Elway probably won't survive as well. You got to clean house and get this thing together, and the new owner should have the right to pick the new player. Tom Landry was thrown out of Dallas. You remember that, Andy?
Yeah, I mean?
When Jerry Jones put the Cowboys, that's just a part of the business.
Right, but you're trolling with it. You're rolling with it, right? I'm trolling with it. I'll tell you why.
Oh, man.
If this owner doesn't have the hanging downs to tell the general manager to get the hell out, then he's got no hanging downs at all. How's that? That's why I'm trolling with it. You're right. The GM's going to be gone. If he basically goes public and says the new coach is going to report to him, basically he's saying, we don't need you. We don't like you. We don't like what you do. We hate your job. Get out. Say it. Say you're going to replace him. You don't have the hanging downs to do it. That's why I'm trolling.
I agree with you, Andy, on that one. Hey, you're a billionaire, bro. Fire him. Just fire him.
Right. Yeah, you fire people before.
I just think that he will be fired at the end of the year. You don't have to have a bloodbath on Christmas. That's all. All right. Hey, Martin, we appreciate you. Thank you. Tell everybody about your show on Saturday.
At Saturday, 7 to 10 Eastern Standard Time, me and your boy, B-Day Husky, we get it in. It'll be a good time.
All right, there you go.
I'll be listening.
All right, hey, guys, we got a little extra time. We got as many people as you can. Call in for a Trash Talking Tuesday, your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports, 877-99 on Fox. It's your turn. We will not interrupt you. We will let you have your say. Even if you want to rip Andy or me or anybody else, it is your chance. It is the Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay America.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! It is the Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker and Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If you want to chime in, your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. And we will not interrupt you. We will allow you to have your say. So this one is for you. Okay, Andy, here we go. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, here we go. 877-99 on Fox. We'll start with Dennis in Ohio. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Evening,
who you trashing, Dennis?
Out of the park today.
Thank you, buddy.
And Mr. Furman, if there were a Sports Talk Hall of Fame, you and Arnie Spanier would be the first two that should be put in.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're the greatest.
Thank you. That perfect
game you were speaking of about Tom Browning, that was on September 16th of 88. Most people don't know there was a two-hour rain delay before he actually pitched that game, and he pitched in an hour and 49 minutes.
Is that unbelievable?
So, anyway.
An hour and 49 minutes.
And 40,000 people said they were there after the game.
Of course.
Yeah,
Andy,
there's
not even
radio
enough time to get a hot dog in an hour and 49 minutes. All right, who you trashing, Dennis?
All right, Jimmy Haslam of the Browns. Jimmy, have you understood yet? This experiment with Deshaun Watson, it's not working. You have subjected the Browns to four more years without being in a championship game or a Super Bowl. As a Steelers fan, I feel bad for them. I believe that they've been cheated. They've been cheated by their owner. How in the world do you pay a man $46 million a year that never stood on a football field for two seasons? He has more baggage than Kim Kardashian on a Rodeo Drive shopping trip. And it's still not done. There's still rumors of incidents going on out there. You make some of the most boneheaded decisions I've ever seen by an owner. You, sir, need to go. Quickly.
All right, Dennis. Thank you, my man. Happy New Year. Appreciate it. 877-99 on Fox if you want to jump in on this Trash Talking Tuesday. Sergio in El Paso, who now lives in L.A., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Sergio?
Rob, Mr. Furman, and the rest of the Odd Couple crew. I hope you guys have had a good holidays and New Year's coming up, man. I hope
yes.
you guys. I appreciate you guys.
Are you in El Paso for the holidays or are you in L.A.? Where are you?
You know what? I was in El Paso just yesterday. And this, I was like one of the first Southwest flights to leave in the morning.
Oh, my God.
So
thank God.
Because if I wasn't one of the earlier flights, I probably would have been stuck in Texas.
It's unbelievable.
The home of the Miners. The Miners.
Yes. All right. Who are you trashing?
The Miners. Except Mr. Furman, I'm a fan of the Niners, and I'm trashing anyone who thinks the Niners are not Super Bowl contenders just because Brock Purdy is our quarterback. And that includes you, Rob Parker. Nobody wants to admit that the last pick of the draft is actually operating this offense better than an 8-year vet in Jimmy G. And he's only been in the league for a cup of coffee and a sweet roll, as Rob always says. People don't want to believe that this team is actually better with Mr. Irrelevant at the helm and that he's actually transformed this offense from a 20 points a game to 30 points a game offense. But his teammates know it, his coaches know it, and our fans know it. Let's go, Niners.
You know what's crazy? When Brock Purdy throws a pick in a big playoff game and they lose or he has a bad game, they'll be crying bloody murder. All right. Mr. Irrelevant's going to win the Super Bowl. Yeah, right. All right. I'm sorry.
He's got a great defense to help him too, though.
Yeah, but still, you need a quarterback to make some throws, Andy. You do. All right. MJ in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Who you trashing, MJ?
I'm trashing Sam Charbonnier of The Athletic and Stadium, reporting that Kevin Kriger Durant met with the Nets governor, Joe Tsai, and maintained that he either wanted to be traded or wants Nets to fire general manager Sean Marks and head coach Steve Nash. Shams added that Durant does not have faith in the team's direction. So I have a question. With Shams in that meeting, did someone who was in that meeting leak this on purpose? What happens to what happens in professional sports meetings, locker rooms, and practice stays there? That tweet led off the season with KD versus the governor, GM, and coach. The media questioned whether KD was a leader, that he wanted to join another stacked team or return to Golden State. One even called him an abject failure. Yet none of those talking heads, analysts, or pundits asked KD, was he right? Did he have a high basketball IQ? Now that the Nets are above 500 on a 13-win streak and turn the defense around, I have to ask, they have to ask, was KD right?
There you go. All right, MJ, thank you. Happy New Year to you. Let's go to Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Sean, who you trashing?
Since I couldn't get in the first hour, I'm trashing Tom Brady and Jim Gray. First, Jim, what kind of softball journalism are you pitching, my brother? I know Tom writes the checks nowadays, but once in a long time ago, you were a reputable reporter for NBC Sports.
He writes the questions, too.
Right. Ask Tom if there's anything off the field he hopes to accomplish, Jim. Ask him if he had any regrets for playing this many years, Jim. Ask him if he wishes to go back a couple years and retire after that last Super Bowl with the Bucks, Jim. But you know what? This ain't all on you, Jim. Tom, you don't need any more accolades. If you still have a competitive spirit, go coach your son's high school team like you said you wanted to do last time. Go lead your daughter's soccer team to a championship for once. We don't need you to take any more teams hostage and continue to play to, God forbid, get a serious injury like the big homie Rob said. Tom, enough already. We're done.
There you go, wow. Sean. Wow. 877-99 on Fox. Yeah, pretty strong. Andy, you trashing anybody?
Nah, I, you know me. I don't trash people. You know that.
All right. you're a nice guy. We got USC Chris.
I did my trashing the first 2.5 hours here.
No, I know you trashed me, but USC Chris, who are you trashing? You got a trash for me?
I'm trashing a man, Alex Tyshirt, not giving me everything I need to start here.
Wow.
I always come in here flying blind, and it's like, oh, there is some walk-up music. I didn't know that.
It's all good.
It's all, yeah.
It's all good. I thought you would trash your Lions since they had the biggest game of the year and there were no shows.
No, we've talked about that. Don't make me trash you on that. I could trash. Actually, you know what? I also want to, real quick, let me do a little bit longer one. I want to trash Qatar. I am a big soccer fan. What we have seen out of Qatar was probably some really great games, but the games saved this World Cup. from an utter embarrassment of a host that built stadiums on literal blood, had like insane weird presentations, had emirs walking up and just handing things around. You know what? I am grateful for Emi Martinez, the Argentinian goalkeeper.
And you couldn't buy beer.
And you couldn't buy beer. They said you'd have beer in the stadiums, but no, it was alcohol-free beer. And then but you know what? The hero is Emi Martinez, who gave them exactly what they deserved. So they gave him the trophy for best goalkeeper in the World Cup. He took it and it did a hip thrust with it in front of the Emir of Qatar. That's exactly what Qatar deserves. I never want to see a World Cup in the Middle East again like that.
If the Anheuser-Busch gave more of that money so you can't sell beer here. Amazing.
Unbelievable.
Crazy. Who are you trashing, Rob? Come on.
I already trashed all the people who just wouldn't give Kevin Durant any love or respect for he called it right. And I know it's harsh when somebody says that they need to lose their job, Andy, but sometimes, like, you know, sometimes it is right. Nobody, it's not a birthright to have a coaching job and you never get fired. Only Supreme Court judges, right, and the Pope get to keep their jobs for their whole life. Everybody else is negotiable. Remember that.
Right.
All right, hey, Andy Furman, always a great thing when
you
can hang on the radio for a few hours. Thanks for filling in for Chris. I appreciate you. Love you, my man. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Love is back. Thank you so much.
No doubt. And Odd Couple will be back tomorrow. You people in Detroit, it'll be a Parker and the Man reunion. Yes, sir. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.